I sleep so badly. I sleep like a new parent sleeps, except for instead of having kids, I just have my own caffeine addiction and love of bringing my own computer into bed.
You have people that check their phones all night long to make sure they didn't get a critical message from work, or worse, kids getting texts in the middle of the night. You know, every time you get that hit of light, it's like taking a sip of espresso.
It used to be that young people would have sleepovers on the weekends, and of course, they wouldn't really sleep. They'd stay up all night talking, but now it's like unlimited sleepovers, 7 days a week in our own bedrooms.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night around 3, and I'll go on Instagram or Facebook, and I'll just see like, oh, double tap if you're up, or like my status if you're up.
If you have trouble sleeping, what keeps you up at night, and what, if anything, brings on the Z's as we begin our family meeting on sleep?
Getting out of bed and going sitting somewhere else in dimly lit room and doing something to pass the time, like reading a magazine, that is better than laying in bed, because laying in bed just continues to teach yourself the bed's a place to worry and to lay awake.
You have to work with your own body, figure out what is going to relax you, and if it's tracking your sleep, looking at your last night's sleep when you only got 4 hours, don't do that.
I don't leave my cell phone charging in my bedroom, number one. Sort of self-impose a no-phone space for a period of time that I need to sleep.
When we take care of ourselves, we sleep enough, meditate, move, whatever it is that recharges us, we are going to be more effective at everything we're doing. These are truly performance enhancement tools.
Boys probably have more violent dreams than girls. Girls probably have more, like, nice, like, ballerina dreams.
And now, after fierce competition, we can reveal a winner. Which rival group of you is able to increase your average sleep time the most? And the winner is, drumroll, please, Digital Detox. Ooh.
Digital Detoxers, I know you're out there. We've been talking a lot on Twitter and on Facebook. It is hard, but you can do it.